I'm with Pam Thomas of E&H Auto Sales, and we're here once again to talk about some of the myths of auto sales. And one of the myths that we're going to talk about today is somebody thinks I may have good credit or whatever it may be, and the myth is that the car may not fit the payment. Pam, what's that all about?
Absolutely, Rob. I like to call that your payment versus your dream car. And what that is that is someone will come into the store. They will be in love with the biggest SUV on the lot.
Yeah, what's not to love, though?
Absolutely. Then they have great credit. Mm-hmm. Yay. But guess what? They've got heavy debt, or they just don't have the income to support the payment of such a great vehicle. So what's important there is when you're looking at vehicles, you want to kind of do your own budget before you start to do that heavy shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a look at what you actually have going out and weigh that against what you got coming in. And what's left over, that's pretty much not exactly what the banks are gonna say you can afford. They're gonna actually break that down to a DTI, a 60-40. So 60% of your income cannot be consumed with debt. And if 40% is free, that's going to be a tight call to get you in that big SUV.
Yeah. And of course, you know, when you do look at the nice cars, everybody, when you do go out on a lot, you see the nicest car and that's what you want. What is, and I know it's certainly hard when banks look at it, there's a lot of different factors that they look at, but there is kind of a general rule of thumb when it comes to how much you will pay per month per finance. Are you willing to tell me what you think that might be?
Actually, the max is 40%. So the maximum of your income that needs to go towards freedom, which is the free to buy things that you don't really need, is going to be 40%. So once you look at your income and you break down the percentage factors, you got X number of dollars going to other bills.
Right.
Whatever is left is going to be what the banks are going to look at. So just a general rule, when you see something you love, take that price and divide it by the number of months you think you're going to make that payment for, and then add the interest and see if that's going to be the same number that you have in mind about a payment.
Well, there you go. That's it. That's a nice general rule of thumb there, Pam. That's all the time we have right now. We'll see you next time here on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Sure will. Thanks, Rob.